Let's talk about affordable housing then. And last week, 8 new homes at Latin Place on the Rathaska Road in Naas went on sale, with prices ranging from €295,000 for a two-bed house, €365,000 for a mid-terrace three-bed house, and €370,000 for an end-terrace three-bed property. And after they went on sale, within a matter of hours, there were over 100 applications for the 8 homes. The house price limit for state-backed mortgages under the local authority home loan scheme is €360,000, and now the housing minister is calling for a review into the home loan scheme after we revealed that some properties for sale in affordable housing schemes were actually priced above the threshold. Fine Gael, TD for Kildare North, Joe Neville is on the line. We'll speak to Joe in a moment, but Martin Osborne is still with me here in studio. And Martin, we're also joined by a woman who tried to get one of these houses, or certainly showed an interest in them.
Yeah, and so joining us today is Sandra Rowe, and she's a full-time working mother from Naas. Despite doing everything right, she finds herself locked out of Ireland's so-called affordable housing market. So Sandra and her husband are among many working families who earn too much to qualify for social housing, yet not enough to secure a mortgage for homes that fall just above the threshold of the state's local authority loan scheme. So she is here to share her story and help us understand what's going wrong in the housing system. Sandra, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
No problem. Sandra, thanks for coming on and sharing your story. I suppose, can you just start a little bit by telling us about your family and your current housing situation?
Yeah, so myself and my husband have 2 children. We have a little girl and a little boy that are nearly 12 and 9, and for the last almost 10 years, we have been renting privately here in Naas.
Okay. And what first attracted you to the affordable housing scheme at Latin Place in Naas?
So myself and my husband, we did go for mortgages with the bank, but unfortunately, we were turned down, or we were offered too little to be able to compete in today's housing. So we actually heard about the local authority home loan, and it actually worked a lot better for us because they offered a little bit more than the banks did, and it just worked for us and our finances at the time. Mm. So that's where we went for them.
And just, I suppose, just to stay on that point, so you and your husband are both working full-time, yet yes, these houses are still out of reach. You are not earning enough to qualify for, I suppose, a traditional bank mortgage. What happened with the affordable housing scheme?
So with the local authority home loan, we are actually capped at purchasing a home above 360,000, regardless of whether it's an affordable home or a home from the private sector. So with the local authority home loan, we actually can purchase a home, any type of a home, but it has to be 360,000 or less, regardless of whether we have savings to add to that 360,000.
All right. And just to come in here, and I want to bring Joe Neville into this conversation. Joe, good morning to you. Kildare North, Fine Gael at TD. Just, I suppose, Sandra outlining there what's happening with her situation, but so many other people are in a similar boat. The affordable housing scheme is meant to be capped at €360,000, but we have some houses going for €365,000, €370,000 here in Naas. How can that happen?
Yeah, look, and that's why I brought it up in the Dáil. I was the first one who brought this up in the Dáil. I put this in for a PQ, you know, some time back. And that's why, and I pointed out this anomaly, because obviously, look, we're trying to encourage people to take up a local authority home loan. And then also we want them to avail of affordable housing. But if the affordable housing value is too high, as outlined, then they obviously can't use their local authority home loan. And I pointed out the absurdity of this, and that's why I raised it as a PQ. And I know it's taken a bit more publicity since, but I'm delighted that it has, because with the response to my PQ was that these levels would be reviewed by the end of Q2, which is coming up now. But I'll be continuing to put the pressure on to make sure that that people can avail of it, because, as I said, I use the word absurd, because, and I use it rightly, and because I do believe it's nonsensical that if you're using the local authority home loan, even by its name, very name itself, that people are shut out of affordable homes from the same said local authorities. And I know the council officials would fully agree with me because they understand this completely. And they would be of the same mind that we do need to look at these caps so we're not shutting it. So either whether it be the affordable homes are too high or whether the local authority home loan isn't high enough, well then this issue needs to be resolved.
And Joe, the Housing Minister, James Brown, did come out and say that he doesn't know if this scheme, if this situation is the same in other counties. He's the Housing Minister. Surely he should know.
I would say, the way it works is that, and like I've put a lot of work into this and I've done a lot of study on it, and I can come back to the Minister himself to that question, but the point is what they said was they look at the average price of a house across the county. Now, we do know in Kildare that we have very different prices in different towns, you know. So, look, I was wondering, was that the case? And I did point that out to the Minister, and I said, you can have a town like Naas that might have a very different average price of an affordable home, and I'd say Manoox or Selbridge or Leixlip compared to some other towns across the county, because Kildare, there's a wide disparity maybe in value of houses. So to use an average price wouldn't be correct, because an affordable home that was situated in Naas would be very different again. But also, they said in response to my response that they would also look at issues like the affordable homes, because I do believe that they were looking at average prices based on previous cost prices. That's what they said they were looking at. But going back to your original question, look, the minister, he's been in the role 6-7 months, and you know, I'm sure he's coming to task with every item. And once again, I suppose it's good, I suppose, in a sense that I've been able to highlight this specific item and bring it to his attention. So whether he wasn't aware of it before, he is now.
And Joe,
hopefully we can get it resolving it and fixed.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, we've heard as well that council staff in Kildare County Council are embarrassed by this situation, that it's nothing to do directly with them. It's
a directive coming
from the home loan scheme. Are you privy to any of that?
Oh, look, I was a councillor for a long time. I was a councillor in Kildare County Council for 10 years, so I'd have a lot of relationships and friendships with staff, so I'd be aware. In the course of what I did as a councillor, in fairness, what I continue to do as a TD is represent people. So you're constantly talking not only to the public, but I'm constantly, chatting to the staff in Kildare County Council. So when something like this is, is known and obviously people are aware of it, yeah, you do. Like, I'm embarrassed. Maybe no one has used that word, but at the same time, like that, if I'm able to use a word like absurd, I'm sure they would think a lot, and I'm saying it on the radio, I'm sure they might think that privately in the same way.
Can I just come in on that, Joe, and just to go back to the original point and to strip it right back for listeners, there's meant to be a cap on these affordable houses of €360,000, but we've seen some of these affordable houses, and I'm using that term loosely, by the way.
That's a fair point.
There will be people listening here saying, hang on a second, €360,000 or €365,000 is not affordable for us, even though they're being described as affordable houses. But what's the point in having a cap if you're not sticking to the cap in the first place, if houses can still be charged at €365,000, €370,000? There's no need for the cap then.
Well, I was the cap on the house, I would say, is that obviously the costs are increasing across the board, and we can see, you know, I think we all know that's the point that is happening. So, look, and one thing I wouldn't be privy to is the relationship between the developers who build these houses, the negotiations that between the developers who build these houses and Kildare County Council. That's just a deal between themselves. So, over time, though, the costs of these, are increasing in line with other costs. So that's obviously increasing the price of the affordable housing scheme. Now, I would say this. I would say on the other side of that other coin that we're talking about, the same coin that we're talking about is regarding the loans, the LAHL. I would say the caps, the thought process behind having a cap in place, and obviously we've pointed out that the cap isn't working here, but the thought process of having a cap would be that you keep prices down relatively, because you don't want the local authority home loan to be a driver of increasing prices nationally. It's not. I don't believe it is, because it would be a small percentage of the marketplace. But you can imagine if the local authority home loans, all those limits were increased, that would obviously play into it, potentially, theoretically, into a role in increase in housing price in itself. And we don't want to do that.
Let me bring Sandra back in. Sandra, you're listening to that and you're in this position now where it's costing more than you thought it would. And you said that you're really, really frightened for the future. What does that fear look like then in trying to get on the property ladder for yourself?
It is quite scary because, like, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if the threshold is the biggest thing for us. Myself, my husband, we do have some savings, but that is pointless to us because we can't add that to what the threshold is. So for us, we really, really need that threshold to come up. And if it doesn't come up, we really need the houses in the affordable sector to stay at that threshold because we can't compete in the private market. We really can't. So that's why we kind of turned to the affordable, knowing that we couldn't compete in the private market. But with the threshold of 360,000, we really just don't know what's going to happen. Like, we are afraid. We've two children. There's no stability. Although we are very, very grateful for being able to rent, there's just no stability in it.
And Sandra, as well, we do know that there is another scheme coming up at the Davoy Barracks site. Obviously, with everything going on here, you don't sound confident.
No.
You're obviously not confident in that scheme that's going to be rolled out.
No, we are not, because just going by Latin, if the prices for the Davoy come out at the same price, we're locked out. We can't even go. There's no wiggle room. So we really need the threshold to be increased. That's the biggest thing for us, is that threshold to be increased, to give us some sort of fighting chance to get on that Davoy kind of portal. But like the way it is at the moment with Latin and what happened, I just don't see that happening at the moment.